All right, everyone, welcome to another episode of O365A. In this episode, we're going to be talking about the new enhancements to calling and meetings within Teams. So I'm going to lead us off today. One of the new enhancements that's coming out is with regarding meetings. So currently today, utilize Edge and Chrome for the best meeting experiences when using the web browser and the web version of Teams. So what's happening is Microsoft is introducing a lightweight meeting experience for those users still utilizing Internet Explorer, Safari, and Firefox. So currently today, they don't have full-fledged experiences or can't utilize them at all. And then what's happening is you'll be able to join the meeting and view the content using the browser. However, the audio will not be able to be provided through the browser because it doesn't have that, I guess, that ORTC connectivity to your client. And what Microsoft is going to be doing is you're going to be joining via the audio conferencing bridge. So whoever is actually sending out the meeting invitations and wanting users to be able to join utilizing this lightweight experience through IE or Safari or Firefox, they are going to need an audio conferencing license in order to have that telephone number be available for those users to join. So that's a pretty cool functionality that's coming out. Another enhancement is on the telephony side, on the calling side. So it's enhancement to cloud voicemail. and really, what's coming out now is you're going to have the ability to select your languages for custom greetings and also provide your an additional custom greeting, whether you're in the office or a custom greeting when you're out of the office. There's also new functionality with regards to call answering rules. So this was something that was utilized in Exchange Unified Messaging, in which the mailbox user could apply call answering rules on their mailbox, so that when somebody calls them, they have the ability to route that call to a specific location. So right, by default, they'll have the ability, obviously, to let the caller record a message. And then they can have alternately a few other different options. So let the caller record a message or be transferred to someone else. End the call without playing your greeting, play a greeting, and then end the call and then transfer the call to someone else. So there's a few different call routing rules that you can apply on your own mailbox. Some interesting things as well is there's ability to add out of office greetings. So when should these greetings be played, right? So is it all the time when I have my Outlook auto reply on, or when I have my out of office calendar event on, so if I'm in a meeting and stuff like that. So these are some interesting new add-ons and enhancements to the cloud voicemail functionality. So I'll pass it on to Michael.
Yeah, so going with the browser theme, the Chrome browser is now going to support calling. So this was only that something available in the Edge browsers. So now you can do your 10-digit dialing, your telephony calls right from the Chrome browser. And that actually, so it's the message is for Google Chrome, but in my testing the Microsoft Edge Insider browser, I'm using like the dev channel, that it is based on Chromium and it also supports that as well. So I'm able to do calls in that next generation browser. So that's pretty cool. I think that the message around the Internet Explorer being able to have a lightweight join, that's big for organizations that haven't moved off that as a standard browser. So it's nice to see all the browsers getting a little bit of love for different functionality as they kind of get feature parity across them. The other item is secondary ringer. This was a big pain point for organizations that were deploying enterprise voice and had headsets. So when you take your headset off and you put it on your desk or whatever, you would miss these calls because the audio notification was happening on that headset. So now with secondary ringer, you can go into the Teams client settings and set another audio device to ring. So now your headset and maybe your PC speakers will ring. So if you have your headset down, you'll know that you'll have an audio tone that you're having a call. Now you can pick up your headset and you won't be missing those calls. Not everyone's watching for those toasts, so now being able to make sure you can still hear a ring when you don't have your headset, that's pretty big. And I think it's off to Kurt to talk about some more functionality.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. Yeah, so one of the new things to come to the Teams meeting experience is the Meet Now capability. So that is exactly what it sounds like. It's meant for ad hoc meetings. You don't need to schedule a meeting. You can just go right into the calendar app, which is in the left-hand rail of the Teams client. And when you go in there, there's an option to basically meet now. That'll spin up a meeting, and you're the presenter. And then you can add participants, whoever you want. And so you get ad hoc meeting experience. So this was, of course, in Skype for Business and widely used. So people were looking forward to this capability in Microsoft Teams. So now we have it. The other thing, common use case people would use the Meet Now for is sort of self-recording for training or other purposes. So now they'll be able to just come into Teams and use the Meet Now to fulfill those scenarios. So that's really good. On the calling front, one interesting new announcement is the ability to do reverse number lookup for a non-Teams user. So this is caller ID. And before this announcement, if you were in Teams and you received a call from a PSTN caller, of course, that's a public phone system caller, you likely didn't get any caller ID. Now, with this announcement, Teams will use Azure Active Directory data and or headers from the telco to actually retrieve the caller ID, so you can actually see who's calling before you answer that call. As I understand it, Azure Active Directory, it'll leverage contacts. So you can create contacts in your Azure Active Directory tenant, which represent external PSTN users who are calling so that you can actually see the name. So that'll be a welcome addition. It's only available on desktop right now, but it'll be coming to Teams Mobile sometime in the future. Dino, I think you had some new announcements around calling as it pertains to direct booking.
Yeah, thanks, Kurt. So in development for November of 2019, there's some direct routing enhancements, which was a nice surprise. And just to refresh everyone's memory, direct routing is the ability to bring your own SIP trunk or voice circuits to Teams. That's the marketing term for that bit of technology. So what they're showing on the roadmap is five new features for functionalities that are coming. And the first one is called Media Relay Override. And what this is going to allow you to do, or at least what I believe it's going to allow you to do, is allow customers to change their default media relay to match the public IP structure. So right now, when you set up direct routing, you're pointing to like three different PSTN hubs, and that's sort of just randomized. So I believe what this will allow you to do is to optimize on the media relays that you're connecting on based on where you are in the world, whether it's North America or in Asia, for example. The next one is going to be missed call message suppression. And this is one that there's been a lot of talk about, and that's for customers that are, you know, forking calls off of an existing PBX. And inevitably what happens is you get the missed call notification because you're making a call to two different systems. So, you know, if you answer the call on a Cisco platform, for example, then you'll get a missed call in Teams and vice versa. If you pick it up in Teams and the Cisco system gets missed calls. So it looks like they're introducing some functionality to enable customers to do this routing to the third-party system and not get the false missed message notification in Teams. So that would be really cool to see. The third one's a SIP tester. So a PowerShell script that will test a basic configuration of your SIP deployment and direct routing. So that's interesting. There's not a lot of details there, but obviously some automation around making sure that when you deploy direct routing that you've done it correctly. We've got a ringback bot that you'll be able to use to, enhance the ringing experience for the caller by having set up audio ring and a second ring for when a call is established. So not a ton of details around that, but we'll have to keep our eyes and ears open to see what exactly that's going to do. And last but not least, it looks like they've announced more enhanced reporting around PSTN reports for direct routing. So I would expect to see in the Teams admin center some new enhanced reporting around the types of calls people are making and just in general enhancements there. So that'll be a welcome improvement. And that's it for the direct routing development.
Yeah, and I think that call, a missed call message suppression, I think that's kind of in parallel with the unified messaging in Exchange Online being going away. So those organizations that were using Exchange for voicemail for a platform that maybe they weren't using for Teams or Skype for Business. So it'll be interesting to see how that configuration goes to enable that. Maybe that's another hurdle to get over before they can get rid of unified messaging.
The enhanced PSTN reporting, as we were discussing before the call, that'll be a welcome addition. Right now, there's not a lot for PSTN calls. That'll be good.
Yeah, and in meeting reporting as well, right now, there's not a lot of statistics you can get. So I think, you know, hopefully at Ignite, we're going to get a wave of announcements around this sort of thing. That would be great.
And something that wasn't on that list, which I just noticed in the last couple of weeks in my normal tenants, was when you do a GET on the CS Online PSTN gateway, which is the object for direct routing, like the SBC reference. There's four new properties or parameters that are around translation rules. So it'll be interesting to see once they, if they make any announcements or update the documentation on how to actually set them with values. So it'll be interesting to see what comes from that.
Awesome. Yeah. So, I mean, did you have to say something to say, Dino? Or
no, I'm good.
Yeah. So, I mean, these are a lot of really welcome features and enhancements coming to Teams and, you know, enhancing the product and the experience for the end user. Thanks, everybody, for listening in. And hopefully we'll catch you on our next episode.
Thanks. See you.